And we have Matt Crone joining us from the Princeton Rotary Club to talk about the Rotary Youth Turkey Calling Contest and Outdoor Expo that's become pretty much anticipated and popular event in the area. So what can you tell us about the expo that's coming up? How did that start and how's it changed throughout the years?
Well, it started back when my dad was a member of the Princeton Rotary Club, Andy Crone, and Van Boxley and other guys and other people that were involved in the club. They were looking for something that we could have as a fundraiser for our club, since we sponsor a lot of youth in the community and a lot of other community projects. And they determined that hunting is kind of our niche in northern Missouri, and came up with the idea for this youth turkey calling contest and outdoor expo, and that's really what gave birth to it.
Now, I know we have the turkey calling contest, and I think you've added an open owl calling contest to that as well. So when there's going to be a lot of other things, you've added the outdoor expo part too. So what can people expect to see in the expo part?
Well, the expo, there will be some vendors. We have Buzz Mendenhall coming, and he has range tech, and he also teaches conceal and carry. His range is located north of Mercer. And we have the Department of Conservation coming. Agent Josh Roller will be here. He'll have some handouts and information for the kids and parents alike regarding, you know, the different programs that they have, as well as the hunting season. I believe we have a local artist bringing some artwork that he has. And beyond that, we have a taxidermist that will have some information, an ATV company, Arctic Cat, with Barnes Baker out of Trenton. And that's what comes to mind anyway.
I think we also have Scott Roy coming too. I think I saw he's speaking on interesting animal encounters. It's always fun to hear Scott's stories because he is local, coming from Spickard, and he's, you know, has quite a bit of experience in the outdoors. So what could we expect from Scott Roy?
Well, Scott is going to be our presenter this year again. He did it last year. He presents a very entertaining program for the kids. Oftentimes he involves the kids. He might have props. But with his 15-plus years with the Conservation Department, he's been involved in some interesting endeavors involving animals. And so he usually tells a story and presents a program that's very entertaining to the parents and kids alike. But so we're happy to have Scott back this year. And you know, it's very interesting and humorous oftentimes.
And going back to the Youth Turkey Calling Contest part of, that's kind of, if my understanding is correct, that's kind of how this all got started. So I think a lot of people come, you know, for that aspect. What can you tell us as far as details people need to know, how to enter that contest and just how that kind of works?
Okay. Well, there is limited space available. We can only accommodate so many callers, but we have several different age divisions. But if they want to contact a Rotary member over here, then we can get them signed up. But the age divisions are 8 and under, ages 9 to 12, and then 13 to 15 for the turkey calling contest. And the prizes for that would be a certificate, a nice certificate that they can frame and put on the wall, and $50 for the first prize, $35 for the second, and $25 for third. And what we do is we have them perform different kinds of calls. One is a tree call. Another is a yelp of a hen, a cluck of a hen, and, of course, the tree calls of a hen as well, a purr, and then their favorite call. And they perform each one twice. And they can use a friction call, such as a box call, a slate call, or they can use their mouth, and they can use mouth calls as well. And the other thing that we do that has turned out to be pretty popular with the kids is, you know, a lot of kids might be nervous about getting up in front of people and making their calls and being in the contest, but we put up a ground blind and a chair in there for them, and it just helps them feel more comfortable. Most of the kids choose to do that. That way they don't feel so out in front of everybody, and generally we find the kids really enjoy it.
Along with that and everything else, it does sound like it's, you know, a great time. I think everybody enjoys it. Everybody I've heard that, you know, has the experience to go there. So remind us once again, when is this taking place and where is it at?
It's this Saturday, March 26th. It's at the Princeton Elementary School Commons. If anybody's been to ball games, it's in the cafeteria. And it's from 8:30. The doors open at 8:30 and it's till noon. And there will be homemade cinnamon rolls by Marcia Cox. So we will have a concession stand, and there will be some biscuits and gravy as well. It's just a $5 entry fee, and then we do have a raffle for a $400 credit to Woods Gun Shop. That's about noon that we have that. There's also going to be an archery competition that people can enjoy. It's the Princeton High School archery team is competing, and that will be just off to the side of the cafeteria and the gym. But then we also do have the owl hooting contest, and that is the same age groups. And then also we do have a 16 and up group. And we also have a silent auction that morning, which if we have time I can talk a little bit about.
Yeah, you go on and tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so we have a nice silent auction. That usually is a pretty good draw for people. We have caps, hunting gloves, masks, turkey vests, blind chairs, turkey lounger, blinds, calls, gun cases, call conditioners, hunting DVDs, and decoys. So those are out on some tables for people to look at and make bids during the day, and it's just really a just nice time to get the kids out and get them ready for the youth turkey season.
Well, Matt, thanks for joining us here on Raising It Radio. I'm sure that everybody's, you know, this gets to participate is going to have a good time.